Godwin, I got some of your friends' stickers in the mail.
Did you?
You see
them? I put them on the back of the old laptop. We got a largemouth bass wearing a Tennessee hat, and then just a Tennessee hat on top of the water. I also have a T-shirt coming that says "Bill Dance for President."
Yeah, it'll work.
It hasn't come in yet.
That'll work.
So if you could send him a text and say, "Yeah, I know he's packing all of them himself."
But Bill ain't ever going to be president.
He needs to be.
Nah.
He's younger than the current.
Well, hey, the thing about it, though, he's got better sense than that.
Well, he ain't going to be able to fish.
Won't nobody. And he won't tell nobody.
That's right.
But he'd have a heck of a stock pond in the back of the White House.
He'd probably build one out front.
That's right. Hey, put it in the front.
You think there's any fish in that giant square pond?
That Forrest Gump went wading through?
Uh-huh.
I doubt it.
Too shallow.
Is that a fountain or a pond?
Bunch of frogs.
I ain't ever been there.
Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
Yes, sir, I have.
Have you waded across that square pond?
No, I haven't. I've seen ducks on it. I know it's got ducks because I've seen them.
How cool would it be to hunt that pond?
Yeah, that pond. Hey, whack and stack
them,
boy.
Them ducks wouldn't. They're used to people.
All the problem is you get to shooting around there, people probably going to shoot back.
Yeah. Yeah, that may be the problem. Yeah, that might be
an
issue.
I heard you talking about ducks. We were sitting on deer stand yesterday. I'm in the mountains of Arkansas.
Okay.
And there's a creek running right behind us.
Ooh, that's a good duck. And that's a good deer hunt.
And they was wood ducks in that thing, just playing and getting on the bank.
Well, they having a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking, well, that's the last thing I thought I'd see up here in the mountains.
Some woodies?
Yeah. And then I was looking at them, you know, and all that. And then I turned back around looking up. We was in Lock-Ons. Paula was right here beside me. And she said, "Duck." And I'm like, "Yeah, I done seen them 10 minutes ago."
Yeah, we seen them 5 minutes ago.
She didn't say duck. She said buck.
She didn't say duck.
So I didn't pay no attention to
that. Okay.
You done got zoned in on it.
Hey, had need a translator. Yeah. It was not duck. It was buck.
Yeah.
So did Miss Paula finally strike?
No.
Still a deer watcher. She ain't hungry enough yet.
They're fun to watch.
Quit feeding that woman, Gobble. Yeah. You quit feeding her, she'll shoot you, boy.
Oh, yeah. I fixed that. Tell her, look.
She cut it on pile of dough.
I'm going to quit. Yeah. You're going to need to tell her, "Hey, I'm going to quit taking you if you ain't going
to
shoot nothing."
Well, she said she wants to shoot a buck with her bow. And she said, "Oh, I'll pile him. You can shoot a doe anytime." I said, 6'5" in my hand. I'll feel the freezer.
Send that arrow down range and let's have venison steak tonight.
Yeah, consider now anytime.
Yeah.
Get the whooping on.
Well, she picked her hand up and put it on her bow. And I went, okay. And she let it back down.
Put that back down.
The deer walked off. She said, "Too young.
Too young.
Too young."
Mm.
Well, me and BK.
She said, "I got bigger horns than that on the wall."
Hey, me and BK didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, you went hunting.
Yeah, we went hunting, too.
He went whacking and stacking.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we
went to one of them high polluting places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's high fence, too.
High polluting and high fence.
Yeah. And, hey, this fun. I don't know what the big deal is about people who don't like high fence. Okay.
Tell them about it.
Yeah, well, it is stupid. Okay. Yeah. It depends on the size. I know ranches, okay, that are thousands of acres. Yeah. What's the big deal if you got a fence around it?
Around your boundary.
Okay. Because you're going to sit on a deer stand and you're only going to be on what, 10 acres?
Hey, buddy, I got a fence around my yard and neighborhood.
No.
Best believe I buy a piece of property, it's going to have a fence.
No. Yeah.
And that ain't to keep animals in. That's to keep humans out.
Yeah. Keep everybody out.
That's to keep young youths like myself
from
the poaching. The youths.
But BMBK was at Triple Eagle Ranch, okay, with Eddie and his son, Justin.
Did you see three eagles?
He has a whole bunch of eagles on his property.
Oh.
They're Mexican eagles.
Okay? Oh, yeah, the Caracara.
Yeah, Caracara.
Yeah.
And, hey, mean devils, too.
Yeah.
That suckers are mean.
Yeah, they cool looking.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah.
They really are. They're pretty. And, hey, you'd be watching deer, you know, and see two eagles come up there, you know, having combat and having they're trying to.
Well, the rut is on.
Well, hey, them eagles' rut's on, too, because they up there doing all kind of aerobatics.
Aerobatics, baby.
Aerobatics.
But no, I killed a nice 12 point.
Nice. Okay.
A southwestern typical deer. Okay. 24 inch inside spread.
Is that it?
No. No, I ain't the one.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't.
It says it.
There he is, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
I didn't take a look good enough look at him, boy. I didn't think he was that tall.
You big? Yeah. I mean, that's you sitting it's Indian style next to a deer with the
well,
gun.
Hey,
on.
I didn't notice he's that tall. Hey, but it was a beautiful deer. There was two of them. It was two of them there like that. Okay, mm-hmm. Under a feeder. You know, and Justin had said, "Me, okay, you know." He's a shooter.
Which one's Justin?
One in the middle.
The green. All right.
Yep.
I got you.
He said, that's the shooter. It was two of them standing there about pretty close, looking like, you know, brothers. He said, that's the shooter if you want him. Yeah. So, you know, I put it on him, squeezed the trigger, and the deer acted squirrely.
Squirrely.
Well, yeah. I just got a hole poked
well,
in me.
Well, no, but no, hey.
Bit me.
You know, it was a big dust pile kicked up behind him, you know, and he jumped a little bit and just hit. I thought he just went over to the left and then turned around, and then he just come walking back through looking like he hadn't even been shot.
Uh-oh.
And I said, God, I said, did I miss that stupid deer?
You know? Did you? Well, apparently you didn't. Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But what it was, the other one is the one that come walking back. Mine run and fell about 10 yards just inside.
It's a good thing you didn't get confused in all of the melee.
No.
Yeah. No, I missed him. Let me shoot him again.
Yeah, no, because I was thinking just what you said. I said, well, I need to get on him again. You know, but he'd already went in the brush. And I said, God, I was fixing to just say, hey, take that belt off and just beat the fire out of me for wounding that deer.
Well.
But, hey, they went up there and looked. You know, after we sit there about 30 minutes, you know, it's a good shot. But he just acted squirrely.
You know? But you got it.
I got it, man. Beautiful deer.
That sucker's beautiful.
You know, and the one BK, was, of course, she shot hers the evening we got there.
Yeah, she ain't waiting on
me. Oh, no. She gets in the stand and they just walk out there.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a beautiful deer. He's, what, 6 years old, I think?
Deer slayers.
Yeah. Oh, she's a deer magnet.
I can't wait to hear Stone's version of these stories.
Oh, no. They was out there, what, about 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Hey, he walked out.
Some people got them rabbit's feet, man.
No. Hey, she is a deer magnet, okay? Because when the phone buzzed and Justin's, you know, we sitting in the stand, so there's already that little bzzz, you know. I said, yeah, she done shot her.
She done whacked her one
more. I already know that, you know.
Well, that's her 16th birthday present. So good for her.
Yep.
Sweet 16.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Sunday was her birthday.
She ought not be that old.
Who, BK?
Hey, BK has killed more big deer than most men 50 years old that's been hunting for 30 years.
Yeah, you need to send Paula hunting with her.
I'm telling you, hey.
She'll show her where the safety is and the trigger.
And show her where she's supposed to shoot them.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Paula said. She looked at me and she said, I don't know. She said, I might have messed up there. I said, well, gun season's coming up.
Yeah. You got that always in your back. Goblin, you having a rough day?
Why?
Well, you brought a whole pot of coffee with you. I just
boy drinks.
Most time you come with a cup.
It's evening coffee.
But this time,
they got one now. You can tote around with you.
Hey, fill it up.
That's what they call these things. I give up.
A pot?
Yeah, coffee pot.
No, they call them something. A craft or what do they call that?
A carafe?
A carafe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think that's just.
But I thought a carafe was out of glass.
Yeah, I think that's just a coffee pot,
bro.
This is the cheap version.
This is the cheap version, boys.
That's cuisine art. That's fancy, isn't it?
I don't know.
You got to go to the Bed Bath & Beyond to get that.
It was in the kitchen. You got to go in the kitchen to get it.
So if somebody wanting to make a cup of coffee right now, they can't?
They're out.
They're out, boys.
Nah, yeah, like
he stole the pot. Oh, Lord.
I ran into Bella asking me where the coffee pot went.
Found it.
Well, did you tell her to come in here and get her a cup?
I did.
Yeah.
Did she come get a cup of coffee?
No, I think she was too scared.
She's too scared.
Yeah, because this ain't got as much water as they put in there.
Yeah, it's a little stouter.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of new people working up here. They froth and stuff, and they got all kinds of.
I got one of them at the house. I froth it up for Paula.
Oh, for all you folks driving out there, I'm sorry.
That's right. That was froth in the coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it between the male and the
coffee.
Mustard. Ooh, wow. Boy, howdy, Hunter. Good luck on that one. Good luck on fixing that audio.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award. As expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Half and half golf's better than...
Half and half what?
Half and half milk or whatever that may, it's half and half.
Oh, half and half.
It ain't real milk.
You don't cook much.
I use heavy whipping cream.
Well, it's almost fair, but not quite.
Yeah, look at that boy. He ain't used half of nothing.
That's right. It's the whole thing.
That's biblical. Boy, there's a verse about either going all in or being lukewarm. Yeah. Don't worry, boys. Heavy whipping cream.
Half and half, you can do them designs on top, but other than that.
Designs on top of coffee?
Godwin, do you make coffee art?
Yeah.
Do you have pictures of it?
For my woman.
You think Godwin stops and takes pictures of his coffee, Hunter?
Maybe.
But she's using that, I don't know what kind it is. I'd know it if I seen the bottle, but it don't froth up as good as half and half. It gets thick, you know.
Oh, okay. A lot of time every day.
I don't know because I'm not a coffee drinker.
Clue. I'm
way too young to drink coffee.
You pour it right in the middle, going stitched, and you bring it to the side. Makes a heart.
Would Phil drink it?
No.
No, he wouldn't put that in there. I don't neither. My woman does, though. She calls it a
cappuccino?
No.
Latte.
Commentary?
Yes. What is Bravo it? Something. Bravo
Leche.
Yeah.
Brave leche.
That's what I build her every morning.
I don't know.
Brave leche.
That means something with milk in it. It says leche is milk, right?
Yeah.
Bravo leche. I don't know. I heard Willie order it.
Then just give her a scoop of ice cream in her coffee.
That'd be better.
That'd be better.
It would ruin the ice cream. Yeah,
but that ain't what she wants. I have to fix it what she wants.
There's coffee people listening to this. Not many of them.
Oh, they going to be some comments in there.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
He said Bravo Lake or something. I can't pronounce it.
Oh, no, he needs to put a scoop of ice cream in there and do what he's done.
At the Martin House, if you want a cup of coffee, you held ransom by a Keurig and just figured it out. I don't know what to tell you.
Keurig.
So, yeah, I at least have the pods there so you can make it if you want it. But
make it yourself.
So.
Yeah.
We have coffee stuff. My wife, I think she drinks it.
Yeah, we have it in case the odd
person shows up. It takes so long to make.
Oh, if I was
get a bottle of water.
If you had to go to a desert island, coffee'd be one of the things I'd take with me.
That's like a top three thing.
Yeah,
that's coffee.
Coffee.
What happens when you run out?
Would never run out. You can take a lifetime supply, can't you?
I don't know
who's life.
No. Well, I ain't gonna be on it that long. I mean, I'll get off that thing.
He ain't no stand.
Give me enough coffee, I'll build me a ship.
Yeah, he'll build him a ship, buddy. He ain't standing on no deserted island.
Not even in my top 200. 300, 400,
500. Right, coffee not even the last thing I'd
it's,
be worried
it's
about.
Probably just Hold above up. A jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Jar of mayonnaise.
No, I would take the mayonnaise first.
No, I can at least what drink if
you,
coffee.
But now you can get you a fish, fillet of fish. That needs a little mayonnaise.
No, oh. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, We're stuck on an island. No. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's my other thing, be a fishing pole.
Yeah. Now, that one makes total sense.
Yeah, I'm with you. There. That's a necessity.
And my woman.
We're tracking.
I wasn't going to get lonesome.
Oh, you wasn't going to get lonesome. All right.
Is that,
you got me on two out of three. I just don't know why y'all sit around and drink coffee.
I'm with you so far.
And it's no longer deserted if there's two of you.
Yeah.
That's just called a honeymoon.
Godwin. There you go. There you go.
Godwin, you wouldn't take a raft?
Who's this guy?
A raft?
You can take three things. You wouldn't find a way to get off the island? Just
since when are we taking three things?
A fishing pole. If I got
my a fishing pole and coffee and my woman,
he don't
why
need
would I want to leave?
Yeah. What? Why would he want to leave? He's got everything.
That's a good
he
point.
Needs.
That's a good point.
Hey, that message coming in straight from Rocky Top over
That's
here.
That's right. Yeah, the producers are—they got lots of questions today.
Hey, look, Beth ain't here. It's time for producers run wild.
That's
run.
Right,
big dog. She always keeps that string real tight on.
That's right. That's right.
Look at there.
The yep. Canadians gone.
Beth ain't here to lay down the law. They just over there talking in mics and That's everything right. else. Which how I can appreciate.
Things, how many things can we tote with us?
I don't know. You're the one making up the rules.
Is this the television show Survivor? Or because you don't get nothing on there.
Or just Naked and Afraid? Or
Naked and Afraid, you get one thing.
Or
Naked
what's that? Alone, you get 10.
Alone, you get 10?
Yeah.
That's not even hard then.
Oh, 10? Let's see. What else?
10, refrigerator, sandwich meat, cheese, bread.
You need sandwiches.
Microwave. And I got five more things.
That's what Paula, look, she got a ham. When we went to the camp this weekend, and she whacked up that ham, and she was going to put some beans in there and make some,
Yeah.
But I ate them sandwiches and eat all the ham up. She said,
"The ham didn't like.
How do you eat them every day?" I said, "That's one of my favorite foods, ham sandwich."
That is true.
He signs it everywhere he goes.
Oh, no,
ham sandwich. It's not a lie.
As long as you got good bread, cheese, mustard.
That's
okay.
Mayonnaise.
And throw the mayonnaise out.
No.
Okay.
Got to have mayonnaise.
Tomatoes and lettuce. Hey, there ain't nothing better than a fresh ham
on
sandwich,
toasted bread. Toasted bread.
Yeah.
You didn't say toaster.
Well, I got 10 items.
Got 10 items. There. Hey, toasted.
If we're up to 10, we're going to have sushi on the list before too long.
Hey, look, you don't even have to have a microwave toasted.
This was a honey ham.
A fire can toast it.
It's a honey ham, Mark.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a honey
Not
ham.
Not that black forest bull.
They already
sliced up. Yeah, all you got to do is just take a fork and take it off.
You know what my favorite type of ham is?
And then when you get down to the bone, that's when you gnaw that.
That's good. Yeah, the cubed ham. Something about them cubes of ham.
Cubed of ham.
You ever get the cubed ham? Just grab a handful
that
of it.
Dine in the
at the pizza
at
buffet.
The buffet.
Yeah.
On top of them salad, you betcha, it's going on there.
There's something good about cubed ham, son. Sitting in that salty water.
They're like little pink cubes of salt.
That's right.
Yeah, they are.
It's awesome.
You don't like cubed ham, Martin?
No.
You couldn't eat a sandwich every day of your life till you died.
Yeah, I could.
I prefer not to.
I would rather not, but I mean, I could. I do like sandwiches.
Good ribeye steak.
But I couldn't eat the same sandwich. Like, I'd have to, there'd have to be some peanut butter and
jelly.
Well,
you could put mustard on it one day. The next day, you put mayonnaise on it.
I don't know if you've ever seen Duck Dynasty, but the reason I got all that mustard ain't because I eat it. Like, I'm not a condiment guy. I don't.
You really aren't.
No.
You don't like sauces.
I don't. I'm not a sauce guy.
I don't like that about you.
I just think if something's cooked well, it doesn't need a sauce. I don't. There's no reason to camouflage.
When I fry my duck, I like to dip it in salve.
Well, you just like snorting horseradish. Like, let's just call it what it is. Every one of your salves has got a half a jar of horseradish.
Whole jar.
Oh, there you go.
If it don't tickle your nose, it ain't worth it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm actually with them on that.
I mean, you'd be better just to wake up in the morning and go and call it good. Like,
I probably could do that.
He probably could.
I love horseradish.
It's always in the door of my refrigerator.
I'm aware. There's three things that will be in Godwin's refrigerator.
Coffee?
Nope. Mm-mm.
That's in the freezer.
No, horseradish, sour cream, and mayonnaise.
Oh, throw the
he
mayonnaise.
May not have anything else. Hey,
throw the mayonnaise, yep. Sour cream out of it.
But them three things are a staple in his refrigerator.
Really?
And there's also going to be a sour cream container that's got some form of leftovers in the refrigerator.
That's Miss Paula.
You 50-50 chance on whether you're opening a sour cream or last week's peas.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't know. But which was the same way growing up at my house.
The butter.
Yeah, butter, country crock, bop.
Country crock.
Oh, yep.
No, that ain't, that's stew.
Huh? Yeah. Like, hey, I need to get,
you know,
man,
how many people,
that's turnip greens. Let me put them back in there.
You know how many people used to show up to work with just a tub full of butter and then be sad when it wasn't their lunch?
Oh, they grabbed the wrong one.
Mm-hmm. Now you grab the actual butter.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know that I've ever seen one with butter.
Or Cool Whip. Lots of Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
That's what you freeze blueberries in.
Yep. Cool Whip containers. Yep. It's, I feel like we need McMillan here to really expound on this because he's a leftover guy. But, you know.
No,
but,
he just puts hamburgers in his backpack.
Yeah, he takes it home with him when he's on the trip.
I'm going to tell you, one of the 10 things I'm not taking on an island with me is Philip McMillan.
Whoa! So.
Why not? Well, why wouldn't you take
I would
him?
Take McMillan.
No.
He's handy as a pocket on a shirt.
Huh?
He's entertaining.
He is entertaining.
I don't know. Handy's a strong
word. Yeah,
he would
is.
Have the food supply with him.
Because he'd had all be in his backpack.
From last year.
You remember? When,
with him along, you'd have a little more variety.
You would. Yeah. Whether you wanted it or not.
That's right. No doubt. Yeah.
We should do an episode of Alone, but just with the six of us.
I wouldn't make it.
Well, then we wouldn't be alone.
I wouldn't make it.
Just all
we're
six of
go
us.
Go to separate places.
Just drop us all off together and see the hierarchy of how things work.
Where are we going?
As a man who loves alone time, like myself, I wouldn't make it.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of being on an island with y'all.
No chance.
But Stone and McMillan would be there too.
No.
No, he said ain't no redhead. Ain't no ice
ain't
cream.
No women.
No.
Ain't no bed.
Ain't no good soft bed.
Well, ain't no my bed. Pillow.
Yeah. Ain't no. Ooh.
Like.
This dude said, ain't no women.
Yeah. Hey, look.
Ain't no women.
Oh, I didn't even say that. My deer hunt was really fantastic for our because we had a very good looking game board.
Well, time out.
Okay.
Time out.
We might need Stone.
I want to reset.
Yeah.
Because I want size version without Stone here, and then when Stone joins us again, I want that version because something tells me there's probably two different perspectives on this. Oh. So let's take a break. We'll
game
be back
board
right
night
after this.
No, hey, when y'all said a beautiful, you know, young game warden, female type.
Yeah.
Okay, Cheyenne was a looker, son.
So Cheyenne, the Texas game warden.
Yeah, yeah. She comes.
She was
check,
a looker.
She came to check Eddie's ranch out, but it was a courtesy visit. She said, hey, the game warden is off tonight. And I said, well, good, baby. Come over here and sit down beside me.
So you actually sat down and had a conversation with the game warden.
No,
that that's
without,
not like you.
Look, and running. Hey, I learned something. Yo, because we used the drone.
Were you close to San Antonio?
Huh? No, we didn't go to San Antonio.
But you were close to it?
Huh?
Did you
well,
find
all
her?
I know is I don't remember any of the towns, but the airport is named Alice.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Okay, so that tell people where it's at. That we landed at the Alice Airport.
In Alice, Texas.
Yeah, in Alice, Texas.
So you sat down and broke bread and had casual conversation with a game.
Yeah, and I got to tell the duck hunting story because she loves the duck hunt.
Okay.
Okay, and when I told them about, hey, that they always, according to the Robertsons, I ain't killed nothing. So I told them, I said, well, hey, 25 teal coming there one day.
Uh-oh.
I shot the first three shots and 17 fell. But she was done like this. Like she was writing it down. Told me, well, I'm going to get you for this, write you up for that.
You know. So you just sat down and admitted all your.
Oh, yeah. That's what hey, we had a wonderful time.
But you didn't tell.
Is this her?
People beside
that is that good looking thing.
I already found her because I'm possibly the greatest internet sleuth of all time.
You
but
are.
Here's my favorite part.
You're very good.
Yeah. Boom.
Playing with a snake.
Hey, that's your friend?
Because, hey, look, when they showed me the
that's
picture.
That's a rattlesnake.
Yeah, it's a rattlesnake. And look, and she told us while we're sitting there eating.
Wait, you said she was a game warden. She's a sheriff.
No, she is. She's
became
a game warden.
This is an article from 2023 about the game warden class.
Well, she was.
Texas.
She was. Yeah,
don't
she
sleep
was
on me. I'll find you.
She was a policewoman for 6 years in the state of Arizona.
Well, how old is she?
Okay. I don't know. Probably I'd say 24, if that.
Cheyenne, you're invited on the show.
100%.
Oh, no, she's got to come.
You're the only game warden I will extend this invitation. Right,
she's
out in
it. She's going home with us year sometime.
She's going what?
She's going home. Duck hunt with us.
No, she ain't hunting with me, but she can sit down here and talk with me. I still don't trust her in the field.
I told her. I told her. I said, hey,
well, that's
look.
That's another state. She's
you're welcome to come to Eddie's Ranch, but you got to leave the snake at home.
But I'm interested.
Did you just invite her to someone else's ranch?
Huh?
Only you.
Well, I mean, he don't own none of that, but apparently he invited her to duck hunt at Phil's.
That's right. And we ain't on home with Phil and Jace. I wanted the woman to have a good time.
Oh.
Me and Stone and Cheyenne are going to be duck hunting somewhere down there on the property.
Originally from San Diego.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just interested in her story. So she started in San Diego, was a sheriff in Texas or in Arizona, and ended up as a Texas game warden.
Well, that was her goal in life, to be a game warden
all the time.
I know. She's crowding this area now. What's she going? Is she going to end up being a federal game warden in Louisiana is the next obvious step. Like, time out. Now, that's why we need to get her here and make friends. We need to find out a little more.
No, we all had a real good time, and she's a she's a fabulous young lady. Okay, and I said, "Why in the world would you want to be a game warden?" She said, "That's just what I want to be." There you go.
That you know what? That tells me
she and
there ain't a lot of gray in her life.
Oh no, look, she was telling Eddie,
it's black and it's white.
Yeah, she was telling Eddie. She said, "Hey, I want a 6-foot rattlesnake."
Okay.
Don't blow his head off. Okay. Catch him, and then I'm going to put him in a bucket and freeze him. And then I'm going to have him mounted and have him in my living room.
And you sat and talked to this one?
Oh, yeah, I sat beside her. But, hey, I was told her, hey, now me and you couldn't get along because, hey, you like snakes.
Now, see, if you were into social media and things, Si, you would be making a post with them little red flags up everywhere. And it'd say, number one, game warden.
Yeah.
Number two, plays snakes. With snakes.
Yeah, snakes. Like, okay, that's out.
I mean,
I'm real confused.
Wow, what a life.
There's a lot of rattlesnakes up there.
So what'd you learn from her? Anything?
No, I was going to tell you. We use drones to look for ducks on our property. So they're right now, that's the issue.
Yes, an
okay,
issue.
How you can use a drone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because now they got thermals.
No, well, that and, you know, some of them are big and you could mount a gun on it.
Yeah, I see that.
Leave it to human beings. Something's made that can be used for good. Well, they're going to go the other side.
Well,
they're going
to
use it for evil.
I think the first drone came equipped with a weapon.
Well, no.
I think they figured out they could then put a camera on it.
Well, no. I'm just saying. So there, right now, you know, the laws are studying and fixed to be right laws about how you can use it.
Yeah.
You have to have a permit for, you know, how you use it.
Yeah, I do. The one that I don't, but see, here comes the problem because this is where humans get involved.
Yeah.
Like, there's places where you can't use them to aid in the recovery of game.
No. Yeah, which is, that's wrong.
That ought to be.
You should be able to use it for that.
But the problem is you got the people that would use it.
Wrongly.
Right.
And go up there and look and then go kill him. Then instead of using it for its intended purpose. That's the rub.
That's why I was saying, you know, that's why the law is getting into it right now. And I'm telling you, there's being laws written of how you can use it. You got to have a permit for it and all this. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when used correctly, they can be an invaluable resource.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd be a great tool to have at your disposal.
And look, as long as you stay about 600 feet or more up, ducks don't move from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so I hear. You get below 600 feet, it gets
iffy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You better not like your drone too much, is all I'm going to tell you. Yeah. We've crashed a few. Yeah. But
I went fishing on the Gulf, and they was playing with it while we was at the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I told Sinky, I said, y'all taking that out? And we're going, he said, what are you going to do? He said, well, when y'all get a big fish on, I'm going to film me. I said, that'll never make it back to the dock.
Sure didn't.
And it didn't.
Like a second flight ever.
Yeah. It's down there with the Titanic.
Second flight ever. He hit some of the riggers.
Gone.
And you heard splash. And he said, ooh.
It was a small splash.
One drone on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
for about 1,000.
There's more than one out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's littered.
Yeah.
Yo, that, hey, that was the thing I told her. I said, look, you make some beautiful videos with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, but I'll give you an example. We filmed when we was fishing with redfish down there with Captain Josh, you know, on that epic redfish where we caught 25 of the biggest big redfish, 20 to 50 pounds. You know, and this was a catch and release deal. We just caught them and fought them, had a good time, and then turned them loose. They're too big to eat.
You catch about six of them.
But, boy, it was fabulous footage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When that drone went up, we got two boats about 10 yards apart. It looked like somebody dumped 1,000 gallons of blood underneath the boats because the whole ocean was red. It was about 1,000 big redfish in a school.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was a good trip, though.
I guarantee
you. That was fun.
I'm still lost on the fact that you invited a game warden to come hunting them.
Yeah, I missed something. Course. I was too busy trying to find people on the internet that don't know that they're being found on the internet.
You looking for Christine's replacement or something?
No.
Like you interviewing people? No. Something wrong with Christine we don't know?
No, like I told her, I said, I'm harmless as a hill hound.
Well, we all know that.
What's a hill hound?
She knows it now. Yeah. Cheyenne knows it.
Yeah, well, we all know that. I'm just trying to figure out why you invited a game warden to come hunting with.
Yeah.
That just feels like kissing your sister or something. I don't really
I know it.
Like,
well, hey, look.
I mean,
I don't want to hunt with a game warden.
I don't either. And we do everything by the book, and I still don't want them right there beside me.
Mm-mm.
Like, I just
they're going to be looking at you.
I don't want to go fishing with one either. Like,
doesn't sound fun.
I don't.
Technicality.
Yeah, I don't. So there's way too much interpretation of them laws that you can be in trouble and not even realize you doing anything.
And then one's blonde and size like.
And then she's blonde and in South Texas. And hey, come on, like, move come in. On. Like, yeah, come on down
y'all
here.
Stop being you can be so one hard of the on the men. Woman. That's, hey, it's just her job.
I'm not being hard on her. I'm being hard on the profession. It's not her individually.
Well, I'll fix that. Okay, because I would trust the lady. All right.
That's where they get you.
Well, they got
she's done earned you trust. Step one.
They well, got, hey.
That's like the blacklist type stuff. Raymond Reddington going to come in here now.
She was slicking like, you.
Oh, yeah. You about to get snuffed out, big dog. She done earned you trust. That's all of it.
Well, hey.
That's it.
Well, she yep. done that just being a woman.
I guarantee you. She didn't have to try hard for you. Unbelievable.
Got a break, Mark.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to, while I figure out the future of this company after this duck season.
Man, you got me, boy. That's all I'll say.
Hey, I'll figure out where we go, but let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Y'all got an ear thing going on?
I do.
We both did. I'm good now.
James does too.
I'm good now. Still,
it's been a month.
Yeah.
I'm going to the ENT next week.
Which one?
I give up.
I'm going to
ears, nose, and throat. He's going to ears, nose, and throat.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, I'm
all three of them.
All three of them.
I got to get a colonoscopy soon.
Say
I don't want to. I think I might not.
You won't remember.
Oh, you won't remember. Whoa.
What she got on all them balls?
Martin, are you getting...
Is that at your house?
Yeah, Jackson playing in the ball pit.
You got a whole ball pit?
That's a little tiny one.
I like that.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
God in here.
Yeah, I done got, like, that little shark thing.
What shark? Baby
this
shark?
This little shark toy.
Oh, yeah?
That I got with them. I do the baby shark thing with them, and they think it's hilarious. So, and then Waylon tries to feed the shark the balls from the ball pit. So
there you go.
He like has the shark's mouth open the whole time, and he's trying to put the ball in his mouth. So, but whatever. You know, that's kids, man. Hey, I never thought I'd be getting those kind of texts, and they'd make me smile. So here we are. Yeah. But, no, we're back. And you – colonoscopy, huh?
Colonoscopy.
What? Oh, wow. I thought we were in a break.
Colonoscopy, huh?
Yep. I'm apparently going to have to get a pretty young one.
So, Johnny, what we alluded to it on our last episode.
Oh, we did.
In a commercial.
I was going to just move on.
No, we're not going to move on.
So, you remember I was sick and I got an EKG the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, stuff went haywire over the next week and I was doubled over. I was hurting.
Yeah.
And then the weekend showed up. I was like, this is misery.
You get your art checked. Now you get another part of it.
Oh. So I think he's been scoped from the rooter to the tutor.
I didn't get scoped. Yeah. They just took a whole picture of.
Well, by the time it's done with, you will.
You
when they get through with that, they're going down your throat.
That's right. Yeah.
So anyway, I thought maybe my appendix had exploded in my chest and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, big.
Things were going wrong.
You're falling apart, JD.
And my mom, her appendix burst. And my mom, it burst 3 days before she went to the ER.
Whoa.
That woman's tough. And she finally went. She passed by the ER. She was driving. And because it didn't seem like anybody was there, she went in. And so I was like, well, maybe I'm just born with the toughness of my mother. And
we all know that ain't true.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No.
And maybe that's what's wrong. And she was like, my mom said, you're going. We're getting you checked out. So yeah,
she's thinking he's going to go sit in there for 4 hours like I did.
She's, no,
she went with me.
Before she got waited
on. No, let me tell you what Jan was thinking. I ain't counting them crickets no more.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I got to keep my employee healthy.
So me and mom went to the emergency room. That was like a week ago, I guess. Yeah. And
I got the selfie.
Yeah.
I was may like, or may not be there tomorrow.
Letting y'all know. I don't know what's happening if I'm willing. But they scanned me. They saw something in the intestines that's like, we don't know what it is yet. Huh. We're going to find out. But I took like a bunch of horse pills all week and I feel better now.
You feel better?
Yeah, I'm not.
You have like a big movement.
Maybe, no.
No, so that
never happened.
So whatever's in the intestines is still in there.
They saw it's in the abnormality. I'm fine. I might have to, you know, change my diet, which me is hilarious. Like, because I got an old iron gut, but apparently it ain't made of iron no more.
Apparently you got
we at least figured out what it is. And the dude was like, well, here's the deal. It could be, there was a thing he named. It's not that. He's pretty confident. But
did he ever like reference your duodenum? Because that's a word that doesn't get used enough.
I don't know what that is. He did not.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But then he said,
don't nothing even rhyme with that.
Follow up and then maybe go get a colonoscopy. You need to go to a, what is those? Gastroenterologist?
GI
doctor. And he said, probably want to go ahead and get that done. Because don't you get it done at like 40?
No, 50 now, ain't it?
50? Dadgum.
Yeah. Or you could do sign poop in a box.
I'm not doing that.
You know.
Oh, that's much simpler.
Really?
Yeah, that's much simpler.
I just don't know how I would catch it.
Hey, they provide that.
It comes with the apparatus.
Yeah. You got to do is sit down, drop it.
You strap it over your toilet seat.
Yeah, drop your load. Okay, I like and then my box it up, send it out.
No, I like the people at UPS far too much to do that.
Hey, look.
Stamps.com and get it back.
It's sealed. Hey, look, it's sealed in a package.
Sealed
in a bucket first, then delivered in a package.
Goblin, have you had a colonoscopy?
I have.
How was it?
I don't remember.
See, they put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you
just wake up and you feel the same.
It'll make you feel like a cowboy after riding a horse about 2 days.
It didn't make me feel like that.
Oh, okay.
Riding a horse is much more comfortable.
Oh, really? Well, so then I made the mistake of going to work, and you know all them old dudes around the table, specifically a guy named Doug and a guy named Cooney. That's not his real name, but that's what everybody calls him since he was born.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Doug, I said, y'all got a colonoscopy done? And then they just went straight horror stories, which is apparently what you do when you get old. You sit around at a tackle shop telling horror stories of your colonoscopies. And so now I'm thinking, like, maybe death is worth it. Like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Huh.
I always thought I'd be the guy who's like, yeah, it's something you got to do. Let's go. But now that it's something I got to do, I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to do it.
It ain't bad.
Yeah.
Just a little embarrassing at first.
Well, because you got a little mild family history anyway. With
but it ain't nothing to it. So. You won't remember it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go sign up for one.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
When you wake up,
I'm not pooping in a box though.
When you wake up, ask the doctor if it was twins. Yeah. Just see if you can get a good laugh out of them.
Yeah.
But the real horror story is apparently you got to drink something the night before.
If them nurses at you.
Yeah, you got to drink that bottle of magma.
Yeah.
And it's a cleanse like no other.
You better be in the bathroom when you drink it.
Hunter, you've had a colonoscopy?
No, I've never had a colonoscopy, but I've had to drink that stuff once because I was...
On a dare?
No. when I was 15, I was like constipated for a whole month. And the last result. Last resort was that I had to drink a gallon of it.
How'd that treat you?
Awful. It's the worst night of my life. Did really? I pass the next morning.
Did you get the blockage out though?
Oh yeah.
Did you hit the roof when it came out? Good night.
It wouldn't come out for hours, so I had to go get a at home enema.
Who did that?
Hunter. Myself.
You gave yourself an enema?
I did.
Oh, good grief.
Wow. Do you use a mirror?
If we talk about girls, Hunter's the most embarrassed kid on the planet, but at home enemas, yeah. He's like, hey, hold on, let me press this button. Man, I got a story to tell.
Yeah.
He gave himself just hijacked the conversation for a second.
He gave himself an enema without the aid of a mirror. Are you just, hey, good shooting, Tex.
No, this kid's speaking of horror stories.
I'd have went to squeeze and said nope.
I said y'all can cut like this you. Out of me before I do that.
I could have pulled that.
I'd have said nope. I'd have just made a mess in the floor.
You talk about Hunter, and you're like, hey man, you ever driven to the movies in Texas? And he's like, kind of sheepish about it, and doesn't want to be embarrassed. And it's like,
but buddy, this one time I was plugged up. And had to drink me some magnesium citrate, and then I had to give myself an enema.
It was called Go Lightly.
Go Lightly is what it's called.
Yeah.
Go Lightly.
Why did they say that?
It was lemon flavored. I cannot eat anything lemons anymore.
Go Lightly.
Last time he had lemonade, he was 15.
So when Si's over here smashing him lemon package, it just gives you PTSD, right?
He's going.
I love you so much, Hunter.
Flashbacks, boy.
That was the
there
best.
There we go.
All right, new rule: Beth's not allowed. Beth, you're out.
Beth's out.
Beth, you're out. These guys have way too much of a filter on them when you're here. Beth, you're out. Sorry.
Hunter just told his 16-year-old at-home enema story.
Yep.
Do the parents listen with your children? We're sorry, but we're also not, because this is the funniest thing I've ever
heard. I mean, I don't know who I'd have asked to help me with that at 15, 16.
Yeah. No, my mom handed me the bottle and said, I can't help you with this. And
that's a good point.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, I'd have had to have help.
No.
Yeah.
No, the boy became a man that day, sir.
Why would
There's some things you can't get help with, and that's one of them.
That's not a bris.
Hey, that's something you don't have a friend to help with.
So it could be worse, John David. You could have to do that. Yeah. I don't think you will, but.
No, I'm good with that. Wow.
What a life.
I don't.
My man gave himself an enema.
Yeah.
Martin, does at he 15. Saying that sentence over and over?
Well, I mean, because he was in a bind. Like, so that's what I'm saying. So I don't know how you, that's why I said good shooting.
If you get in a bind, you'll do anything.
I know. I'd have called somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah, who would you call?
I don't know, but I'd have probably.
Hey, most of your friends, they're going, I need,
Well, when I was 16, phones, I mean, you could have seen something, but like, it'd have been like a Bigfoot video. So like, I wouldn't, now today you'd be in trouble. You'd be in a bind. Because you'd be able to see everything. Because you know if you ask your buddy, they're going to video you. Yeah. And then hopefully get it on Snapchat or Viral Hog.
That's
or
why I don't have friends.
You know? But, like, back then, that Motorola Razr wouldn't have got that good. It would have been, like, grainy. It looked like Tetris, probably. But I'd have had to have some help. No chance I'd do that by myself.
I just don't know who I could ask for help at that age.
Because now I'm trying to figure out, and I don't need to know everything. It's the biologist in me. Did you lay down or did you stand up? Like, how'd you get there?
I was basically.
Or were you like squatted?
I was like squatted over the toilet.
Okay. All right.
That's what you do.
Okay. I was curious. I got lots of questions.
My mom laid out like plastic tarp all over the bathroom just in case.
Wow. Y'all had like a whole Dexter thing going.
Yeah. It's the most embarrassing day of my life.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we can relive it.
Apparently not.
Oh, no. It's so funny. I don't care
about
that.
You just shared it with the world.
Yeah. Wow.
Lord forbid we bring up a girl.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, don't bring up a girl.
Yeah, nope. Hey, you know what? From now on, if you're in that story, I'm not going to. So, wow, what a life. Let's take our last break, and we'll be back right after this. Hello at duckcallroom.com. Inbox, we're there. We've made it. Can you believe it?
We've made it. I just hope Hunter hasn't emailed in. Wow. I was ready, and now I'm not. Oh, Jason from Memphis, Tennessee. Emails in, and he has a question for you, Martin, but I feel like this is the crew that would know.
Excuse me.
It's a duck hunting question.
Oh.
Very easy for you guys, not for me. They're starting to timber part of their duck lease this year. Do ducks still land in cut timber woods, or will they go to thicker areas?
Martin? Yes.
Martin says yes.
Yes. Yes to all.
Yeah.
He's good.
The later it gets, the thicker it is. Early season, they'll go to the wide open stuff. Later it gets, the thicker you need.
Yeah, they hunt the thickets.
Yeah.
So he's good.
Yeah,
he's good. Opening day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, whack him. Yep.
Not coming.
That was the easiest question ever. Mm-hmm. Asked. Well, he didn't have social media. Also, one other entry for the duck dynasty. Nobody ever did the duck call room. What's it called? Halloween costume, but they did a bunch of Duck Dynasty ones.
Yeah.
And Haley emailed in and wanted this one thrown up. That's a pretty good one because there's an actual duck.
Oh, wow.
Are you
and Willie's in cutoff blue jean shorts,
yeah,
which makes sense.
And who lost the bet having to wear neoprene waders?
Ooh.
Man, they're not. Well, that's kind of cool on Halloween.
So where
were they at? That is Haley from San Antonio, Texas.
No, they were not cool. Wow. Man, I hope y'all bought him a breakfast taco or her. I'm not sure.
They had a beard. It's hard to tell what was happening there. That was apparently at somebody's work. Question for Godwin.
All right, bring it out.
What happened to the jackalope that you got on Duck Dynasty? They're searching the web to find one like that. A standing full body mount. Cannot find one.
Oh, you'd have to look. You'd have to find one at a taxidermy.
Do you have one? Do you still have that?
Yeah.
Is it in your living room?
It is not.
No, it got moved out of
a jackalope.
Out of common areas.
Yep.
But it gives you a weird sensation when you go to use the restroom at his house.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's watching you.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
There's a jackalope in your bathroom?
Yeah. As soon as you find it, you won't see it when you first walk in. You generally don't see it till you get done.
Hey. Don't turn around.
You never know out there in Calhoun, buddy. That stuff works as good as go lightly.
You're being watched.
Yeah.
That's right. You're being watched.
Oh, man.
Do you have a bunch of tarps down on your bathroom floor like your hunter's mom?
No. Oh, boy.
No, Dexter ain't been to his house.
We had to take a really long break just for everybody to know.
Yeah.
Since the last one.
Wow.
And I still haven't fully recovered. All right. Tom emails in. What is it, Martin?
Bow.
A house cat?
Why do people think small cats are Black Panthers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because in the words of their hero, Uncle Si, have y'all ever seen a baby Black
Panther?
That's right.
Panther? There you go. Baby Black Panther. Baby
so now
Black
the Panther. World is full of juvenile Black Panthers, but yet no adult ones have been seen.
That's not true. There are adult ones.
I know, and they're leopards and jaguars.
And
not mountain lions.
And panthers.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Go Carolina.
What?
I don't know. Aren't they a Black Panther, the Carolina Football Panthers?
I don't know.
Oh, gross. They're terrible.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Anyway, Steve from Clovis, California. This will probably be our last one. His family has watched Duck Dynasty every Sunday before church.
There you go.
That's dedication.
Steve, what time are you waking up? All right. He listens to podcasts, loves the Blind movie. He's in on everything. But he has an important military question for Uncle Si. His wife, natural redhead, also orders her steak light pink. Don't. Let's not go there, Steve. He's been married 8 years. He just recently enlisted into the U.S. Army. Thank you. And his leave date is real soon, like in 2 weeks. Any advice, Si, as a man trying to balance out being a good husband, father, and going into the military?
Well, you know, your wife will probably do this to you because mine did it to me. I always felt I wasn't there a lot because I was always deployed or busy with what the Army needed me to do. Then she would break out the photo albums and say, well, here you are being the Easter Bunny. You know, here you are being Santa Claus. Here you are being this, doing this. So, no, just give them the best you can give them, both of them, your job-wise and your family. You know, what time you do have, make it, you know, very productive.
Amen. You were the Easter Bunny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I done all kind of crap. I didn't remember doing.
Can you bring that picture?
Yeah. No, you'd have to get that for my wife.
I'd love.
Does she have a picture of you as the Easter Bunny?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'd love to see some weird 1970s rabbit costume.
Oh, no.
You know what he looked like, that kid from
three,
A Christmas Story.
6 foot three.
That's exactly right.
A 6 foot three Easter Bunny.
The Pepto Bunny?
He's a pink nightmare.
Pink Easter Bunny.
Did you shoot your eye out?
Yeah.
By the way, I put up Christmas lights. Is that too soon?
Christmas lights?
Yeah. I waited till the first weekend in November.
To each their own.
That's each to their own.
People said that was too soon. I was like, I did not know before Halloween.
That's because they're lazy and don't want to do it.
Whose Christmas is
this? Yeah, I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Jesus's?
Well, I know, but hey.
You put them up.
You're the one that's celebrating it, right?
Here's what I'll tell everybody out there. In my opinion, you put them up when you want to. Take them down when you want to.
Yeah,
it's your life.
That's right.
There's nothing to worry about.
If I put them up, I ain't coming back down.
There you go. So I mean, well, they go from Christmas lights to Valentine's lights to Easter lights.
There you go.
You know what the worst part though was?
What?
I had to switch out some strands from last year, and I got the wrong it's warmer or didn't. So it's
got different color lights.
Yeah, one strand right there in the middle.
Yeah, well.
Well, hey.
Probably gonna stick with it. Though.
You can do that in the back of the neighborhood, but you at the front of the neighborhood, haven't you? You got to class that up a little bit.
It was kind of rough.
However, I just let it roll.
It was, you know, I had one weekend. I was like, I can knock this out now.
Yeah.
It's not going to get done until December. So I knocked it out.
Yeah.
Last email, my man Gage lives in Indiana, bought a Duck Commander wood duck call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And accidentally, it actually worked.
And he got a Woody.
Because he's got it in his hand.
That's my man Gage's first duck.
Dang, that's a pretty Woody, too, for this early in the year.
Sure, he is.
He's up there in Indiana.
Awesome.
Man, my man got some fingers on it.
That's what was under me.
He's going to be an offensive lineman, big dog. You see the size of him hands?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
He got a pair of mitts.
Yeah, you see the size of him hands?
He's only 11.
I know. He's 11, and I know the size of a Woody, and his hands almost wrap around him at 11.
He's palming a basketball.
Yeah. Don't come down here, Gage, because Phil's going to name you something like Gage Big Hands or like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hands of the wood duck, man.
Yeah. Oh,
hands.
That's what he was.
Yeah. So, but no, my man Gage going to be a beast, big dog. He gonna be playing for the Hoosiers or something.
I think he's from they sent it over Facebook, it looks like, and I think he's got a little of that feel in him. He ain't
worried about that.
He ain't worried about that life. He worried about wood ducks and other things.
Well, good for you, Gage.
That's good.
All right, send us out of here.
James 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
And that's a good one.
Amen. What a promise.
James 1:12, boys.
What a promise. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room.